We've had various welcome, Senator Yee. Thank you very much for joining us.
You bring home millions of sales.
I brought home this beautiful weather. We're grateful to have with us today, at least a subcommittee of the subcommittee in the House and our full Senate complement. We appreciate Linda Schar, our subcommittee assistant, and Suma Glashen with Legislative Fiscal Office. And then as much as we arrived back late last night, I haven't had an opportunity to take a look or listen to the direction, so I've asked Sue if she would give us an update as to where we're at today relative to this public hearing.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, members of the subcommittee, we've been meeting for the past 2 days on the Public Utility Commission's budget, House Bill 5036. And Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, there was actually a joint committee, as you know, of this subcommittee and the Advancing E-Government subcommittee. And now you're back to being your own subcommittee again. We started out, of course, with the LFO overview of the budget and the agency. We went a little off course in terms of the presentation format. We then had the budget and management division analyst come up and give an overview of the governor's budget. Then the Public Utility Commission chair and staff have been discussing in greater detail both the agency's duties and processes and budget packages as well. We have gone through the utility program pretty much. I think we might have a little bit more to discuss on the telecommunications side and on the water utilities. And then it would probably be time to get into the Residential Service Protection Fund program and then the policy and administration program of the agency.
Okay, and that'll be from the agency production or agency presentation.
That's correct.
Of that. And where in the manual are we at this particular point? Representative Smith is recognized.
Would it be also possible to advise the chair on a bill we passed out of committee?
Sure, Mr. Chair and Representative Smith, you're talking about the legislative concept that you.
DLC dealing with the
supplemental employment,
and that was on the employment division, right at the end of the employment division.
Okay, I just want to make sure you were aware of that.
Yes, I haven't yet read it. I heard about it this morning, so
okay.
And I'll follow up on it. Thank you very much.
I also might add, Mr. Chair, that yesterday there was some public testimony from Northwest Natural Gas. They are in support of a package that actually did not make it into the governor's budget for technical advisors to the administrative law judges. There will be some more public testimony requested on Monday, and I believe PGE and Quest will be here on Monday to testify.
Thank you very much, Mr. Glashen. With that, and which page did you say we were on?
Oh,
beg your pardon.
Mr. Chair, there are actually several books here at your disposal. This one with the white and black cover we've been working out of, this is more the summarized version of the presentation. There's also a book that you have open there, to which Mr. Egas has been referring. The Ways and Means notebook with this purple color, and then of course you have the more detailed governor's recommended budget at your disposal, the one with the blue cover here.
Okay.
And I would say that we're in this more summarized version right now in the utility program tab, and that would be section
two.
And bear with me for a moment. I don't remember exactly what page we left off on. And it was in the telecommunications area, so I would say which starts on 2-5.
Mr. Ekus, were you testifying at the time?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perhaps we could invite Mr. Ekus and Mr. Warren to come forward and